Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Doug Steffen, or Dudley, as he is known in some circles. My sister calls me Dudley, and people that are close to me call me Dudley. Richie calls me Dudley when he's annoyed with me. That's kind of like what my sisters do. Dudley!
Or your mother would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, it's Richard Charles.
Yes, Richard Charles. And for Ken, what is it? When your mother's upset with you, what does she call you?
Kenneth Scott.
Kenneth Scott. Let's get to the bottom of this outrage. The co-pilot of the airliner that crashed into the Alps had received treatment for suicidal tendencies. So why was he flying a plane? Kenny and I were talking about this earlier, Richie, to the point of Kenny suggesting we really didn't know as much as it would be nice to know about this pilot and about the circumstances. I'm not sure that I agree or disagree. More and more is coming out all the time. But it seems clear that this fellow should not have been flying an airplane.
Oh,
seems clean. It's
yeah,
clear to me anyway.
Whether we knew it, we as in you,
we,
me,
yeah,
and
right,
the rest of us sitting here chatting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is
the airline
relevant.
Ought to have known it.
The airline... They are getting ready to, let me see, their insurance company has given them set aside $300
million. Yeah.
Because of that very little mistake that they made.
Guess the rates will be going up a little of tons next year under the circumstances.
I see a lot of pilots being shown the door.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are other people that may not have had it to the extent of this guy, but have had some kind of thing in their back.
Any question in your background now,
you're gone.
You're going to be out.
You're
goodbye.
Gone.
Good luck. Adios. And maybe that's appropriate under the circumstances. Every circumstance ought to be different, but the testing ought to be done. This is another example of us not taking mental health as seriously as we take our physical health, which is ludicrous, because if you understand the mind-spirit-body connection or spirit-mind-body connection, all of them are integrated, all go together, all should be. I don't know how you test your spirit. I guess that's something between you and whatever circumstance you deem to be the higher power, but as certain as I'm sitting here right now, mental health is a very important precursor to all kinds of things.
But then you know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to push all these guys into the closet.
Well, that may be.
Anybody who's a pilot that's got any kind of anxiety
questionable
issue or
right, exactly.
Right, depression issue, they're just not going to seek help.
All right, well... There are tests that you can give, and this is along the line of the physical test.
Yeah.
You cannot hide it if you're given an appropriate test. You just can't. I mean, there may be somebody who's good enough to snow some of the examiners, but if these tests, the Myers-Briggs is a good example, but there are other plenty of good psychological tests around that will get to, without it being obvious, what it is that's going on in your mind. Just the same as a good CAT scan or an MRI finds out what's going on in your body. You need to know those things. I dare say there would be people, Richie, if you did a test on some of the psychological components of some of the people you've got working there at the network, you might not hire
some of those. You're supposed to be a little crazy.
Oh, okay, that's it, right.
It's required.
I don't have to take a test because it's my company.
Right. If you come in and sit at my desk asking for a job and you're not a little bit nuts, you're out the door.
Okay, see you later. 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. And then there's, of course, the social media way of being in touch. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what are people saying as the continuing probe of the jet disaster goes on day after day after day, Kenny?
Just one more comment. Catherine says, it's sad and frustrating to see the response to the German Wings crash be so simplified. Depression doesn't make you a murderer.
No, it does not. It just makes you suspect if you're in the wrong circumstance. I've admitted being depressed this winter to the point where it wasn't clinical, but it really bothered me. I was not myself for 4 or 5 weeks. During the middle of January to the middle of February, I was really out of sorts.
We've all gone through some stage in our life.
Yep. But I just put it all, as I sent an email to the staff when I was talking about what was going on, I just said, leave your crap at the door.
Right.
Get to work. And so that's what you got to do, because that's what's expected. You people don't care. I mean, maybe you do, what's going on in my life or what's going on in Richie's life or Kenny's life, but you expect...
Yeah, but you're not walking through the air at 350 miles an hour.
No. I suggest he was going...
Those ton airplane.
Are about 50, and they weigh 150 tons, those planes. The bigger planes now, it really is mind-boggling. When you think about two engines on a cylinder, the 777 weighs 300 tons.
Doesn't matter.
But getting it off the ground matters. And it's just amazing that those things can fly, and that the engineering, this is something that's good, comes out of all this, understanding what goes into engineering and building an airplane like that, or a device. Imagine the rocket ships.
It's magic.
The minds that put together the ability to get that thing off the ground, get it up in space, into the air. Yeah. But being able to figure that stuff out and do it we carry it out to the nth degree with the space program, NASA and some of the European Space Agency, how they can send something out. And remember the thing earlier this year? The French Space Agency sent out a probe to land on a comet. And the probe was the size of a washing machine. And it had been in space for like 10 months or something, and it found the comet and landed on it. And it's sending back data even today. Imagine what minds...
Crazy.
Yeah, so...
The math that goes through being able to land that thing on that pinpoint flying through space.
Yeah.
Can't wrap my brain around it.
I know. So, but that's the other side. I mean, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, as corny as that sounds, and we do waste a lot of people's minds by not paying appropriate attention to what's going on in their mind. We're worried about cancer and heart disease and all kinds of other things, stroke. That stuff starts in your mind. It doesn't start in your body, it starts in your mind. And many other things, whatever else is going on with you, starts in your mind. So how you adapt to, or work with, or help yourself understand and live a better life, starts with you understanding what's going on in your mind. Okay, got it? So let's call the local office of the Shrinksville. And you don't even have to, counselors and coaches exist all over the place. Many people are not going to shrinks anymore because they don't really work as well as they used to, it would seem.
A friend of mine is a therapist, a family therapist, and she is very busy.
Yeah, but does she use conventional methodology or she use so-called non-traditional things? Working with people in different ways to understand what goes on with them sometimes involves some really different thinking.
I would say it's probably conventional.
Pretty conventional, yeah. I'm not sure. Well, if it were, whatever works is what you should...
Although she was just here in town and went through a meditation class.
Yeah. Well,
a convention for, there was a couple of thousand therapists there.
Right, yeah.
And they had apparently the foremost therapeutic meditation guy, whatever, speaking, and they went through the class.
We're going to have one of those people on the program, if not this week, next week.
That works really well in radio.
Well,
everybody quiet.
Well, I don't know that it'll be quite that way, but that's what you think it's about. So maybe we'll we'll dispel some of those things. But that's the approach I'd expect you to take anyway, that you'd have for that sort of
great time for a nap.
16, no, it's a great time for a commercial. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How are your teeth today? My friends at Power Swabs are giving those of you whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, smoking, that sort of thing, an opportunity to whiten up your teeth. And if you've tried to whiten your teeth before and have been annoyed at the outcome, perhaps I suggest right now that you call 800-281-6829. the strips, the trays that people use, and that's messy, and it really doesn't work. It's sensitive, and it makes your gums kind of sore, that sort of thing. If you've got caps, crowns, veneers, and whatever you've been using hasn't worked, use Power Swabs, the clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. 5 minutos. And I'm talking about an average of 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. This is proven by clinical tests. You can have your own test. Get Power Swabs. Call 800-281-6829 and get to work on your teeth so that they can get whiter, get rid of the stains, all that sort of thing. What a nice white smile you'll have. It's springtime. Time for a new look. Get your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth calling 800-281-6829. Get you into that risk-free mode. Free shipping on your entire order when you mention Doug Steffen. Whiter teeth in 5 minutes a day. 800-281-6829. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top up with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, price of gasoline down 10 cents on average around the country in the last week or so, but the price of a barrel of oil is $48. So how come you're getting gouged as much as you are? Because the price went back up like 30, 40 cents.
It's the spring switchover, and they have to put different chemicals in to make it lighter, blah, blah, blah.
Man, are you getting screwed. 21 after on good day.
Yes, you are.
Attention. attention, taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here it comes.
One-hit wonder time. Got it all ready? 888-302-3684. Win a CD full of one-hit wonders. If you can name the person singing this one-hit wonder.
Crying on my pillow, lonely in my bed. Then I heard a voice beside me, inches off the stairs.
That boy.
Magic is your dream. And as I held her, she said, see what I mean.
Undercover Angel is the name of the song. Fellow born in Hollywood, California. Well-known singer-songwriter, but this was his only pop singles number one during this week, 1977. So if you know who this fellow is, now would be an appropriate time for you to call. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this artist, and you'll win a CD full of one-hit wonders. 888-302-DOUG. He started creating melodies on a xylophone at the age of six. His favorite artist was Spike Jones. Who even remembers?
Oh, yeah.
You know who Spike Jones is?
Sure,
either
yeah.
of both
yeah,
of you
yeah.
do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be
only one for Christmas, my two friends.
That's right.
Well, at the same time, he learned to play the ukulele, and in high school, he started his own rock and roll band called the Shoves. In 1962, he started working as a sound engineer for low-budget motion pictures. In the late 60s, he joined a band called the Archers, not the Archies, the Archers, and they performed in Sunset strip clubs like Whiskey A Go-Go, Pandora's Box. Then in 69, he signed a songwriting contract with Warner Brothers. He wrote Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Brothers, Angie Baby for Helen Reddy. This guy is a very good writer, but again, wasn't well known as a singer. His first solo album was titled Caress Me Pretty Music and was a tremendous flop. In 77, he wrote and recorded this song, Undercover Angel, which he described as a nocturnal novelette. Number one, sold over 2 million copies.
What?
Say what?
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 what this guy has done, this is really pretty interesting. He tried for another hit, didn't get there. He stopped doing albums, he stopped the sound business, and now writes music for the Muppets. That's what he does.
That's awesome.
Isn't it?
That is awesome.
It's cute. He's very, he'd be like the Wrecking Crew, only for children's programs. And by the way, our video of the day today is the trailer to the musical documentary, The Wrecking Crew. Oh. We'll play the audio in a bit. Let me get to...
He actually died a couple years ago, though.
Yeah. This guy did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brain cancer.
Brain cancer in 2013.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, listen.
You're 72.
Sorry about that. Here's Helen in Lake City listening to the Jet. Hi, Helen.
How are you this morning?
Well, ma'am, how about you?
I'm very well.
That's good to hear. Who's the name of the singer? Richie just said he passed away a year or so ago. I didn't know that. What's his name?
Alan O'Day.
Alan O'Day. Did you remember that easily? Did you associate it immediately with Undercover Angel? How'd you come up with the answer?
Remember from an article from when he passed away.
Oh, really?
All right, Helen, in the 10 seconds we have left, I need you to hear you say, I say what?
Say what?
Beautiful. That was worth the price of admission. All right, so we're going to send you a CD of One Hit Wonders. Hold on just a second there, Helen, and we'll take good care of you. Appreciate your calling. To good day. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are at our absolute best when in service to you. When I say we, that's Rich McFadden at the Pros in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler in his perch at the studio he has
Hello.
In the San Diego area. And I'm in Los Angeles. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with the continuing discussion and debate about mental health issues because of pilot Andreas Lubitz. He reportedly was once suicidal. Underwent a lot of psychotherapy, and so why was he that's what it keeps flooding back to. Why was he at the controls in a plane? No evidence he was suicidal before the crash, but two and two still makes four in my book. The captain of the flight trying to break down the cockpit door in an attempt to stop him being hailed as a hero. He deserves the German Medal of Honor for his heroic attempts. You can hear all of that. Has anybody actually heard? Kenny, have you heard the actual sound from the flight recorder? Because I know it's around.
No, I haven't seen anywhere where it's been released to the
media. I don't think they've released it.
Yeah, who would want to? Would you want to listen
to
that?
It's just transcript.
No,
I don't want to listen to that, frankly. Backlash growing. Some people say we just don't understand the reason for the law in Indiana, because there are a dozen other states that have the same law. Arkansas is about to pass the same law, so what's the big deal? What's the hubbub? Why are businesses threatening to pull out of Indiana? Governors saying they won't go to Indiana for conferences, mayors in other states banning travel, celebrities ramping up criticism. The state's Republican governor, Mike Pence, defending the law in a op-ed piece that appears today in the Wall Street Journal, says it's not a license to discriminate. I was so surprised that so many of these... What do we not understand about this? Jeb Bush says it's okay with him. Marco Rubio voicing support. Ted Cruz. So what is there... I mean, these guys obviously looking for the right wing base, but why would right wing? What is there about this that's so appealing to the right wing and so much anathema to the left?
It's so difficult, and I hate to even tread here because you come off sounding like
it's a horrible word. No matter which side you're on, you don't come across being
you lose. Handed. But there's an attack on business going on. And telling you, making laws about
who you can hire and who you can't
who
hire.
You can hire, who you can't, yep. Who you can serve and who you can't.
Yep.
And I totally 110% get that we cannot discriminate against somebody based on their sexual, their color, whatever, their religion. Mm. All of that is good. I get it. But we're telling businesses you have to serve this person if they come in and they're obnoxious. Mm. And they're just dirt bag in your restaurant, and all of a sudden the guy stands up and says, "Hey, I'm being discriminated against because I'm this or that or whatever right. It is." Or
may not be true, but it's
right. Somebody walks into your business and says, "I want to buy advertising," and you say no because I don't like your company, and they say, "Hey, I'm being discriminated against." You didn't know I was gay, but guess what? I am, and you're discriminating against me for it. Or you know what? I'm on the telephone. You didn't know I was black, but I am, or Asian, or white, or whatever it is, and all these laws that are telling businesses who they have to do business with. It just feels wrong. Why can't we just
get along?
Why can't we just get along? Why do we need a law to make us get along? And that's what they're, I think, at least that's how I'm reading it, is what they're trying to say, and it's just not coming across.
8830-23684. I think there's a lot of hoop here, and there are other things that are going on. I find this interesting. The leading association for pharmacists in the United States yesterday adopted a policy that will discourage pharmacists from providing any drugs to any state institution that's involved in executions. Pharmacists say they will no longer put together these concoctions, cocktails, if you will, for use in lethal injections. So it'll be harder now to, in the death penalty states, to execute people. So get out the rifles.
There we go.
That's what Utah's doing.
Yeah. That's what there are some other states, I think, that are looking at that too, aren't they? Or, I heard a whole discussion and debate yesterday on one of the talk radio programs here in Los Angeles as I was driving around yesterday afternoon about the penal institutions and what a complete bizarre mess they are in this whole country.
It is.
So many people in jail that ought not to be
in jail.
Look
what happened in Baltimore just a couple of years ago where the inmates were running the prison.
The asylum, right.
Basically, there was one inmate who was controlling the whole shebang.
Well, everybody else gets afraid. They gain power. The penal system doesn't work. It's atrocious. It spends $60,000 to $70,000 a year now on these inmates, especially if you're on death row with the appeals that go on for 18, 19, 20 years.
Per inmate, you mean.
Yeah, per inmate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now, here in California, because the prison is so overcrowded, this whole discussion, I think, started, was it yesterday or last week, some judge said, you can't double up people on death row. It's, for whatever the reason, Kenny, is that the story? There was a request made by Jerry Brown or somebody that wanted to cut down on the prison population or the need to build new prisons. And one of the suggestions was you put people on death row in bunk beds and have two or three or four of them in the same cell. And the judge said, nope, can't do that. So that's what started this debate. Why? Why? What common sense approach to this issue would have you believe that it wouldn't be good to have two people that were on death row in the same cell? What difference does it make? Where's the common sense?
I heard, what was it? Oh, man, who was it I heard the other day? They had a guy that was on death row, and they had to have him under protective guard because he was on suicide watch.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so
duh.
Well.
Doesn't that answer everybody's question? That's the answer to the problem,
and
right?
Expensive. Let's do away with him. One way or two. We're so funny.
Suicide watch. I mean, we don't want the guy that's on death row to kill himself.
No.
Yeah, they got to go through all those medical checks and make sure that he's good and healthy before they knock him off.
This is from the, oh no, say it isn't so department. How many of you have used this with your children? How many of you heard your mother say to you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Oh, yeah.
right?
Sure, right.
Some research group, and again,
so loaded with pesticides now they kill you of cancer.
Right. Researchers have determined that daily apple eaters have just as many doctor visits as those who ate fewer or no apples.
You know what my new thing is? Ever since we talked months ago about that study of people who ate a handful of nuts a day.
Oh, yes.
So I have, when I go to Costco, I buy that big jug of Planters mixed nuts.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
every
yeah.
day, a handful.
Yeah, good for
nobody, it. Over 20 years, the 1,000 people that they studied versus the 1,000 people that they studied that didn't eat a handful of nuts,
mm-hmm.
like whatever, 28% or 38% of those died. Of all the people who ate a handful of nuts every day, none of them died.
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly handful.
I'm already chock full of nuts.
Heavenly handful. Heavenly handful. In a moment, we will discuss the new host of the Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this gentleman was named to replace Jon Stewart. Who is he? What's he all about? I've never heard of the guy before. But now he'll become more of a household name. Who is he? What's he all about? And his name is not Alfie, but we'll find out what his name is in a moment here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you're shivering. To keep warm, we had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I have to confess, I love a good beauty steal. Eyeshadows, fancy anti-wrinkle creams, nail polishes, anything I can get my hands on, I take. I really stuff my bag.
It's Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event. Get daily beauty steals on all your favorite brands, like Urban Decay and Benefit. Plus, enjoy in-store events with tips and trends from the experts.
Tricks on doing a cat eye? Yeah, I steal those too.
Visit Ulta.com or an Ulta Beauty near you. Ends April 4th.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Days program. Richard Patton, Kenny Kessler, and you with the new host of The Daily Show on people's minds today. Jon Stewart announced a month or so ago that he was going to do other things. So his successor they found in-house, 31-year-old Trevor Noor. No, can I do that the right way? Not sound like a New Englander? Trevor Noah. Previously contributed on-air appearances. He is the choice. He was asked in an interview yesterday, what's the story? He said, I don't believe it. He's the son of... he was raised in Soweto, which is near Johannesburg, South Africa. So what does he sound like? Does he? Well, let's find out. Here he is from a... he was on with Jon Stewart in the earlier part of this month, talking about the U.S. buying their way into the International Chess Championship.
America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds. Nerd mercenaries. Nerdcenaries.
If Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. I mean, let's face facts. We could patiently build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
That's, well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas.
Yes.
Well, what is it? North, South, Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Leave some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had a what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
But that was what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was in Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, so here we have another non-American getting the job. That was the first thing that came to my mind. Is okay? We have, what's his
racist
the late show? I'm not a racist. That has nothing to do with.
Sure, race. You are.
No.
See, but that's the way people see it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm
a racist. You said something. Oh my God, he's an American.
Well, I didn't. He may be funny, and then I suppose we turn it around. Why does everybody on television in America have to be an American? Yeah, that's a point. I suppose you can make that point. We'll find out whether he's funny or not. I don't watch that show. I know a lot of people who do, and they have great regard and respect for Jon Stewart, as do I, frankly, having watched him work. He invited me to come to do his show. Was I with you, or was it before I came here?
No.
I remember.
It was 14 years ago or something.
Remember when I went and Larry, not Larry.
Louis Black.
Louis Black, what a character. My God, what a character. But I remember sitting out in the entree, in the area, it's sort of, it's not the green room, but it's out in front of the studio facility, which was a little studio in the middle of nowhere in New York. It wasn't a big TV studio, just a little place. About 100 people go in and have their time there in the audience every night. And I think they tape it at 4:35, 30, something like that. And I remember being enthralled with Stewart and the way he had command of the situation. A lot of regard and respect for him. And Louis Black was just a funny bugger. Man, was he a funny dude.
Yeah, he never let
oh
us.
My God.
I mean, he never stopped. It was constant.
Yeah, right. And he's very vulgar when you see him on the HBO's, but he's really vulgar. So anyway, but I was talking, who's the other guy? This is the fellow that's doing the late night show. Corden, what's his name?
James Corden.
Corden, yeah, right. All right. So I just am making an observation. You can take it as you will. NBC announced that The Wiz will be the next live musical performance, with Cirque du Soleil boarding the project, plans to bring the show to Broadway in 2016. The Wiz will be on television December 3rd. This seems to be a Christmas thing. Peter Pan, Sound of Music, last couple of years, they both did well, even though they weren't really good performances, but it's sort of the art of doing live television once again revisited.
You know, they were nice.
Nice family fair.
Performance. Yeah, it's nice family fair.
Family fair. The March Madness ratings at a 25-year high. Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asked you about the which one you wanted to see win. Let's see what happened here, Richie. 30 was a split. 33% said Kentucky. 33% said Michigan. 24% said Wisconsin. 10% said the Duke Blue Devils.
And everybody, you've played a lot of enemies over the years.
Yeah.
They're the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball. They've just been successful.
CBS is developing a new Star Trek TV series. How about that?
Interesting.
Yep. Gene Roddenberry. So who's going to be... This is probably not a bill of fare that Shatner will be involved in. 84 years old. Can you see him as the...
I can't fit into my suit.
But I think it's a good idea. Why not? Everything else is being rerun. Do you... you either or both of you... did you like Heroes, the TV show?
Loved it.
Who is Hiro Nakamura?
He was the main character of the show. The little Asian guy who...
Played by Mazi Oka.
Uh-huh. He could disappear and show up somewhere else.
He's going to reprise his role for Heroes Reborn.
Love it.
Which we were talking about, I think, yesterday, a 13-episode event series that'll be on in the fall of this year. So he's going to get him coming back again.
Yeah, he was very good.
Deal. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Richie. A couple of specials for Ken Burns, Unraveling the Mysteries of Cancer in a PBS film. That's something that is a three-part documentary. Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, begins, I think, next Monday night on PBS. 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have five doctors associated with this program. I'm proud of all of them and their input. Bruce Shanohoff. We have Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've got Ron Hoffman. We have Ken, I keep wanting to do Ken Kessler. There's two Ks. Ken Kronhaus. And then we have Dr. Joseph Chambers, who is originally from Ireland, living in the States, practicing medicine in an acute care setting, sees patients every day, dealing with anything and everything. So he has an interesting spin on things that are going on in the medical community. You also have put out a new video, I'm told, on alcoholism, effective new approaches to addiction. What's the story here?
Well, Doug, the premise of it is this. If I said to you that you have a catastrophic illness, and guess what, Doug? We have a treatment that hasn't changed in 75 years, that rarely doesn't work, and when it doesn't work, it's your fault, not the treatment. You look at me and go like, are you crazy? Get me a different doctor. Well, that's what we've been doing with AA, Doug, for 75 years. It really doesn't work. On a good day, it works for about 10% of the people. So 90% of the people, it doesn't work for. And we keep putting people into this kind of milieu and saying, if it doesn't work, it's your fault.
What's the what is the measuring stick? Is it just the fact that more people go back to alcoholism after they've gone through AA?
Yes, exactly. It's recidivism. How much do you drink? Do you fall off the wagon?
So it's the same as going to prison then. Pretty much 90% of the people who get out of prison go back to crime. So this is the
same. It kind of is like that.
Yeah, right.
So
go ahead.
So what we're trying to say to people is, look, there's a new approach now. The approach in AA is embrace this treatment, and if it doesn't work, it's your fault, and you can never drink alcohol again. So what some people are saying with addiction is this. We can give you medicines, all FDA approved, that will decrease your cravings for alcohol, that will help you that if you do binge drink, you'll drink less. Or that if you do drink, you'll feel really terrible, yucky, nauseated and stuff like that, so you won't drink. Now, these medications aren't cure-alls, I grant you that. But throw in some therapy, some family support, and we've got a process. It's not a cure. But, Doug, what else do we cure in medicine? Virtually nothing. We don't cure diabetes. We don't cure hypertension. You don't come to my office, Doug, and say, hey, Doc, I've got hypertension. Fix it today and never talk to me again. That's not how it works.
I'm going to add a personal wrinkle to this in a moment. Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Talking to Dr. Joseph Chambers about a new video he's put out at your website. I'm guessing. I don't see that, but I'm figuring that it's at...
Definitely.
What's the website?
It's Dr. Chambers on call.com. That's Dr. Chambers on call.com. It's an interesting, it's a different take on the new approaches to addiction. The fact that if you're an addict, if you're an alcoholic, you're not a loser. It's partly genetic, it's partly environment, and it's our new approaches to it so you have a better chance of staying off the alcohol or staying away from the narcotics, whatever it is. It's this new approach, and everybody should know about it.
Well, I don't know what to really make of this, frankly. My mother was a raging alcoholic, died when she was 50. I think she was, it was in, my grandfather was not, nobody in the family that I know of, at least the immediate family, mother, father, was an alcoholic.
Sure.
Whether or not they were addicted to other things. I think addiction, it isn't just alcohol, it's addiction, period.
Yes,
addiction
absolutely.
Is something that is inherited. But there are other things that ramp it up.
Absolutely.
Living conditions. My mother basically committed suicide because she didn't have the courage to divorce my father. And that had nothing to do with the genes, but her thinking and how she reacted to stuff was really something that was, it was horrible growing up around that stuff. But a lot of people have suffered that fate. And I know that the gene, you're right, the genetic disposal is there. So interesting to have people check it out at any rate. Go to drchambersoncall.com to see Dr. Chambers' approach to alcoholism. 59 after today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.